Welcome to Automate Weekend Air. Today we're talking with Kerry Fitzgibbon. Now, for the last 5 years, Kerry's been working with businesses all over the world, helping them implement the very latest Facebook marketing strategies. As a former radio host and TV journalist, Kerry's been involved in marketing and communication for over 17 years, and she's also a marathon runner, literally, and in her business as well. Welcome, Kerry, to Automate Weekend Air.
Thank you, and such a pleasure to be coming along and helping with Facebook marketing, one of my favourite subjects.
Excellent, excellent. And can you tell us a little bit more about yourself and your experience so that the listeners know who they're listening to?
Yep, so you did pretty much cover it. I have been working with businesses all over the world, and I help them with the latest Facebook marketing strategies. And the reason why I really focus on Facebook other than other social channels, and I do use other social channels in my business, but I find I get the biggest results in my businesses, I've got a few of them, and that of my clients using Facebook. And Facebook changes all the time. So for me to be able to keep up, not just with Facebook, but with every other social channel, was almost impossible. So I am a leading Facebook marketing strategist. I work all day, every day inside Facebook and make a lot of money for myself and my clients using Facebook. But I guess one of the main things that I really, really love to focus on is to use Facebook to make money, okay? Not just to make friends. I'm all about getting return on investment and helping people build their businesses using Facebook. And I guess the most important thing here is I really do specialize in helping people build reliable, sustainable and scalable income streams from Facebook. So if that's really what, you know, your listeners want, or the people coming to your workshop want, that is what I'm going to help with.
Okay, sounds great. I certainly want that myself, so I'm looking forward to hearing more as well. Yep. Now, can you give our listeners three tips when it comes to advertising their product or website on Facebook that can help them improve?
Yes. So the first thing is realistically about figuring out who that person is that you're advertising to, okay? Now, the thing is you really want to find out the target market or the demographic of the person that you're advertising to. And that's one of the biggest things that I sort of see as a mistake, is people don't know who that person is. It's easy to find out inside Facebook. You know, you can run ads to get people to come and like your page, and then the ones that are more likely to respond, or the ones that are responding to that, if it's a really good ad and it's, you know, targeted to who you think your audience is, then once you build up, I guess, your fan base inside Facebook, you can really determine who that audience is. And what I mean by figuring out who that demographic is there's a whole heap of things that you can do subtly in your Facebook advertising that can speak to your demographic. So to give you an example, Jason, is that a 35 to 45 year old female, let's just say that's your demographic, right? You would say, you'd use certain words in your ads, you'd use certain wording in your ads differently than what you would if you're advertising to, let's just say, a 35 to 45 year old male, okay? So one of the real tips is really finding out who is your demographic, who are you advertising to, and then using coloring, images, and words to suit that demographic. Because if they feel like they can relate to you and what you're advertising, then they are more likely to do business with you, okay? So that's probably my first step, is really to find out who is your demographic, what are their fears, their frustrations, their wants, whatever else, and then speak to them in their language to get them to identify with you, okay? The second thing that I would strongly recommend doing is to build that list. And you are no doubt going to be talking about this in your automated weekend, but build your list inside Facebook. So once you've found out who your demographic is, you can use advertising to drive people back to your website to get their names and their email addresses, which is really, really important. A person on your list, so a person that becomes your fan, and then a person that's on your list, is more likely to buy from you than a completely cold audience. So we really want to start building that relationship with people, taking them from Facebook into a database. And the third thing, tip that I want to give, is that you want to remarket to this warm audience, okay? So we've got fans, we know who our demographic is, We're speaking to them. We're building a relationship with them. They're starting to trust us. We're driving them onto our list where we give them more information, and then we advertise back to those people, because then they become a really, really warm audience of people that know, trust, and like you effectively. So those are probably my main things. You know, I have a whole series of all 7 steps that I use to be able to build a really warm audience. But the idea with Facebook is to get them to trust you first, and then to advertise to them things that they want.
Excellent. Some good tips there. So just to recap, your target market, who are you advertising to? Get that right first. And then to build your list from inside Facebook, fans and list as well. So those people are more, or there's more chance of someone who's a fan and get on your list to buy from you. And the third one was to use remarketing. And I'm a beginner at remarketing myself, but I love it. I think it's fantastic. So there's some great tips there. Thank you. And can you tell us also 3 things that you're going to teach at Automate Weekend?
Right. So what I've just gone through, my 3 tips, are some of what I'll be covering over the weekend. But what I really want to work with is what I'll be showing people is why Facebook strategies that were working just 12 months ago, that or even 6 months ago, if some of the people that are coming to the workshop are currently advertising, I'm going to show them why that is out of date, they're not working, costly and ineffective. And then I want to go through the 7 steps. So I've given you 3 tips, but I've got 7 steps to market your business the right way on Facebook. And it is very different to what most businesses are doing. Okay, so I'm going to go through the 7 steps, from finding out who that demographic is to building up quality fans or likes on your page rather than focusing on quantity. So we want the quality, and building that list, and then remarketing and selling things to those people. And then I'm also going to be covering loads of examples of businesses who are really nailing it using these strategies. And I love case studies. I love listening to people that are doing this stuff and succeeding in what they're doing, because I believe that'll give a lot of your people at your event ideas on what they can do in their business as well.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you. I personally can't wait to listen to what you're going to teach us at Automate Weekend. Every time I hear you present, I get something new out of it, and I learn something, you know, even if it's the smallest thing or the biggest thing, each time I hear you present, I get something new. So I'm looking forward to hearing you myself at Automate Weekend and for all the attendees as well. So thank you, Kerry. I appreciate the interview, and we'll see you at Automate Weekend.
Awesome. Thanks, Jason.
No worries.
Looking forward to it.